The man who wrote hit songs for Elvis, Peggy Lee, Ray Charles, and Jerry Lee Lewis has died. Otis Blackwell was 70 years old. We're joined now by Peter Guralnick, who wrote Last Train to Memphis, The Rise of Elvis Presley. Peter, tell us a little bit about this song, Don't Be Cruel. First of all, why did Elvis choose to record it?
I think he was just knocked out by it. I mean, I think what most characterized Otis Blackwell's style was a kind of relaxed, medium tempo kind of shuffle feel, but it was a different kind of rock and roll, and I think it was something that was very well suited to Elvis's style. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. But Elvis, to a certain extent, kind of took a little bit of Otis Blackwell's style, too, when he was doing the song. I think he was very drawn to Otis's writing, most of all. I think Otis was just a master of discovering an idiom which wasn't so much that it was already tried and true, but it became instantly familiar.
Mm.
It's not as if the lyrics are profound, you know, or even clever compared with, let's say, the lyrics of Lieber and Stoller, but they're so apt for getting across a sentiment that just immediately clicked, not just with the audience that it reached, but with the singer.
Hmm. And the singer would find a song that seemed to suit his personality. I'm thinking Jerry Lee Lewis in Great Balls of Fire. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we think Jerry Lee Lewis wrote that song.
Well, I think it's interesting that here was a case where Otis was simply given a title, and the person asked Otis, could he write a song to this title? And Otis said, sure, and he wrote Great Balls of Fire, and it turned out to be perfect for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Mm. Well, you're fine. So kind, got to tell this world that you're mine, that you're my nail down and that twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. It's just Great Balls of Fire.
When we think about Don't Be Cruel or Return to Sender or Great Balls of Fire, I mean, there's an intensity and there's a rhythm. I mean, it's fast. It's rock and roll. It's completely different from Fever, which he wrote for Peggy Lee.
Well, yeah. Fever actually was first written for Little Willie John. And the Little Willie John version is much more along the lines of the kind of rhythm and blues that Otis had sung himself in the blues clubs of Brooklyn.
You never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
And then Peggy Lee wrote quite a number of new lyrics for her version, which then pretty much became the standard version.
First time I had the fever, they said I had the kissing disease. They said that it was quite contagious, so I didn't even dare to sneeze. I give you fever. If I kissed you, fever, if I held you tight.
Now, Otis Blackwell, I mean, he was a prolific songwriter. He wrote, I mean, some 1,000 songs. He's remembered for being a songwriter, but he really wanted to be a singer. How do you think that jibed with him, that so many others were making their reputations on songs that he had written?
I think, actually, that Otis didn't have the temperament to be a performer, and I think he spoke of it fairly often. He was a very sweet, shy, impulsive, generous kind of person, and I think that in terms of other people interpreting his songs or other people singing his songs, I think in many ways that was his true role.
Did he ever get proper recognition for his songs and perhaps more important, money?
I think I mean, he was very well remunerated, I think, with the renewals of his songs. He didn't get all the money that was due him, but he had a very positive attitude about things in general. And I remember his saying, I wrote my songs, I got my money, and I boogied. And that's pretty much what he did.
Writer Peter Guralnick talking about songwriter Otis Blackwell. Blackwell died last night of an apparent heart attack in Nashville. He was 70 years old.
My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot.
I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, I'm all shook up.